Hare Krishna. No right can make us right with God. We need to make our heart right. Sometimes we reduce religion down to certain ritual formulas. Go to the temple, do this puja, do this arati, do this vrata. Now all these are helpful, but they do not make our heart full with Krishna. If we want to make our heart right, that means we have a natural longing for love, and this natural longing cannot be fulfilled just by the doing some rituals. Now we may do some rituals as a deference to our tradition, to our culture, and if those rituals are in accordance with scripture, then they will definitely benefit us. But at the same time, if we don't want to just defer to tradition, we want to elevate our heart. We want to develop our spiritual potential. We want to attain lasting happiness, which is what we are ultimately looking for. So, if that is what we want, then no right is going to be enough for us. We need to make our heart right with Krishna. So, making our heart right means learning to love Him and bringing a loving intention into all our activities, into our whole life. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna talks about, contrasts the elaborate rites and rituals that are there for the worship of the devatas. In 9.20 and 21 in the Bhagavad Gita, he states that such rites and rituals may give results in terms of taking one to heaven and enabling one to enjoy heavenly delights, huge delights, but the results are temporary. Katagatam kama kama labhante. What one gains is temporary. But when one turns to worship Krishna, yes, we can also perform yajnas in the worship of Krishna, but what he wants is a loving heart. In 9.26 he states, Patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmanaha. So, patram pushpam phalam toyam, that we can offer him simply a leaf, a flower, a fruit, or just a little water. And if that is offered with devotion, bhaktya prayachati, then tadaham bhakti uparitam ashnami prayatatmanaha ashnami. I accept that. So, what Krishna is looking for is that right heart. And he doesn't, thus he makes this bhakti in one sense democratic, because some of us may not have the proficiency or the resources to do elaborate rites and rituals, but all of us have a heart that can love, and if we just direct that loving heart towards Krishna, then Krishna opens the doors to his world for us. And of course, this doesn't mean that we give up the rites and rituals, but we do them with the right understanding, with the right intention. And even if we are not able to do that, we focus on striving to serve Krishna according to the best of our capacity. And doing whatever we can, if we do it with the right heart, Krishna accepts it. And even if we don't have the right heart right now, at least we can have the right desire for having that right heart. That means, Krishna, I don't have so much love for you right now, but I want to love you. I understand from scripture how loving you are, how merciful you are, how wonderful the life of love is with you. I aspire for that love. Please, Krishna, accept this offering which I am making. Even if I don't have love, I have a desire for love. Please accept. So Krishna will accept that. And gradually, we'll draw closer and closer to Him in His ever ecstatic circle of eternal love. Thank you. Hare Krishna.